Why are you laughing, Mr. Daguerre?
His emotions are an open book.
You know, I can tell when somebody is pulling my leg.
Well, I'm not going to pull your leg.
No. You think she's pulling my leg?
No, not thus far.
But will the joke be on him?
You can hardly keep a straight face.
Well, you just ask, a lot of questions, so it's just like...
I ask a lot of questions? What am I supposed to do if I didn't ask a lot of questions?
Like
how long
do
you think I'd have a television program?
I know.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Crystal Napier is suing her former friend, Sheldon DeGale, for loans to pay his bills and to invest in a marketing company.
Order. All rise. Case number 252 on the calendar, the matter of Napier versus DeGale.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Napier, you are a single lady.
Yes, I am.
You have one son.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
What kind of work do you do?
I do hair, a hairdresser, and I'm a prep cook, seasonal.
How do you support yourself?
I do hair and...
For whom?
For who? I work for myself.
You have your own store?
No.
Well, tell
me
what you do.
I just have my own clients. I go to their house or they come to mine.
So you're self-employed, but you don't have a permanent place of business. Is that right?
No.
And you're a prep cook and that's seasonal?
Yes.
Where?
In New York.
Where?
Church Avenue.
Why is that seasonal on Church Avenue? I know Church Avenue.
I do it during the summertime. I go to New York in the summer.
Where do you live in the wintertime?
I'm in Florida.
Where in Florida?
Orlando.
And who do you live with in Florida?
My mom.
And who do you live with when you come to New York in the summertime?
Family.
I just want trying to get your situation. So, you live with your mother in Florida. You don't have any regular place of business in Florida. People either come to your home or you go to their home to do their hair. And you have some, I assume, what you're telling me, steady clients. Then in the summertime, since you don't like to stay in Florida, you go to Brooklyn, to Church Avenue, where you work as a prep cook. Seasonal. Church Avenue is not a seasonal location. Do you know Church Avenue?
Yes, I do.
Me too. I live there. Parkside and Flatbush Church Avenue was a big deal. It was the main subway stop. But it's not a beach destination.
I used to live in New York.
I was just wondering where you got all this money from that you allegedly loaned to the defendant. So that's what I was trying to figure out. Now, you met Mr. DeGale. Did you meet him in Florida or in New York?
Florida.
Where did you meet him in Florida?
From a mutual friend. We both live in the same county.
Friend's name?
Khadija.
Why are you laughing, Mr. DeGale? I'm sort of enjoying watching you laughing because you're laughing, saying to me that what she's telling me is a whole lot of who shot John.
No, it's true, but she's just... saying the mutual's friend's name, and we're not friends with her anymore, so it's...
No, you were laughing even before that, sir.
Oh, just you.
It's not usual. No, you could hardly keep a straight face.
Well, you just ask, a lot of questions, so it's just like...
I ask a lot of questions.
No, I like
what
it,
What am I supposed to do if I didn't ask a lot of questions?
Like
how long
it.
You think I'd have a television program?
I know. I'm going to make sure when it's time, when you ask me questions, I'm going to be thorough as possible.
You're going to be thorough
and
honest.
I'm going to be super
thorough.
Because,
you know, I can tell when somebody is pulling my leg, right?
Well, I'm not going to pull your leg.
No. You think she's pulling my leg?
I can't tell.
No, you think she's pulling my leg with her answers so far?
No, not thus far.
Not thus far. She's telling me everything truthfully so far. Right?
Yeah.
Now, are you thirsty? I'm not even starting to talk with you yet. According to your complaint, Ms. Napier, what happened was defendant was sort of a boyfriend, not exclusive. Your son liked him a lot. Would come over, he would play games with your son, and then he fell on some hard financial times and he needed some money. And you made an initial loan to him for what?
For $1,200.
Good, $1,200. And what was that for?
For bills.
And I want you to tell me how that came about, Mr. DeGale.
Well, after a vacation.
After what vacation?
I went on a cruise.
Who did?
The plaintiff and her son and her mother. We all went on a cruise.
Speak louder. We went on a cruise.
We went on a cruise.
Who's,
her mother.
No, don't listen to me.
Okay.
We went on a cruise. Who went on the cruise? Now it's your turn.
Okay. Crystal, her mother, and her son. We all went on a cruise.
The four of you went on a cruise. Now, did you share a room with her mother?
I did share a room with her mother.
And her son?
Correct.
And her?
Correct.
You all stayed in one room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A little tight for me. For how many days did you go on the cruise?
It's like 3 days, 4 nights.
Who paid for the cruise?
We all paid.
You all chipped in?
Correct.
And when you came home from the cruise, what happened?
I lost my job.
Why?
I was going through some issues with, based on my work performance, because I was going through some issues with my ex-girlfriend, and I wasn't able to perform up to standard at my job.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a nurse.
And you had a full-time job?
Full-time job.
So you lost that job?
Correct.
And what happened?
I asked her for some money to pay some bills. She said she would give it to me, and I didn't have to pay her back.
You mean she said to you, I'll give it to you, you don't have to pay me back?
That's a lie.
I didn't ask you anything. You mean you asked her, I need some money to pay some bills?
Yeah, I fell
on
hard times.
And she said to you, no, you didn't say hard times. That's not something normally people say unless they're reading a book and it says, I fell on hard times. I never said that in my life to anybody. Nobody ever said that to me, I've fallen on hard times. See that in Westerns, but not, you know, but not in real life.
Okay.
You know, you say, I lost my job, I need some money to pay some bills, can you help me out? That's a normal thing.
Well, I actually asked her to do me a solid and lend me some money to pay some bills.
You said, can you lend me some money to pay some bills? Great, $1,200. And she gave you $1,200.
And she said I didn't have to pay her back just
No, home. She never said that. $1,200. So after she gave you the $1,200, what else happened, Miss Napier? When was the $1,200 first?
It wasn't $1,200. I gave him $2,700.
No. That's not even what you say. You have to keep your story straight in your mind. Try to keep this straight in your mind, you know, try to take out the truthful story box out of your brain. He came to me desperately and asked me for $1,200 to help pay some bills. That's what you said. Then you say later he came and asked me for money for this investment opportunity he had.
Yeah, he said it was towards the bills and it was towards the investment.
You mean you took out $2,700 at the same time?
I took out $2,000 and I had cash because, like I said, I do hair.
Listen to me. My question to you is a simple one. Did you give him $1,200 first and then give him $1,500? Or did you give him $2,700 all at the same time?
I gave him the $1,200.
That's what he said. Now you can tell me about the $1,500.
He said he went...
When?
This was around...
Okay,
like
first you give him the $1,200. How many weeks, months, days, hours later did you give him the other $1,500?
It was around that same time.
Do I have to give you some time to get your facts together?
No, I just don't have the dates of...
Well, that's what you should have been thinking about on the flight from Florida to California, because this is a court. We're not putting in hair extensions here. We're trying to get to the underlying facts of the case. Do you understand?
Yes.
The $1,200 was a loan. That he says was a loan.
I didn't say it was a loan.
You did say it was a loan. You want me to play it back? That's what I keep a tape for. You just said to me 2 seconds ago, I asked her if she could lend me money to pay bills. Those were your exact words. After I let you trip around on your tie for a little while, but those were the last words you said to me. Then you added very quickly, but she told me I didn't have to pay it back. I said that I don't believe. Now you remember?
I do remember.
Fine. Good. I may be getting old, but at least at this job I have a good memory. The other $1,500, give me the circumstances.
Okay, I actually gave him the money one time, but I guess $1,200 was towards the bills, and then the other $1,500 was supposed to be towards the marketing company. And that was in June. I don't have an exact date.
What marketing company?
I don't actually know the name of it, but it's an investment company that he could have invested
in. I want you to tell me the conversation that you had with him. First, you're saying that he had no money to pay his bills. Now, keep going. I want the conversation, and I'm actually getting bored with this
whole
case.
Actually...
So you have 4 minutes. 4 minutes to give me cogent answers to my questions. That's direct answers to my questions. $1,200, I understand. Bills, he didn't have money because he lost his job. Now, the next part of the money, I want you to tell me the conversation you had with him with regard to the other $1,500.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I actually feel sorry for Miss Napier. I actually feel sorry for her. I think you took advantage of her.
No such thing occurred.
Yeah, absolutely. You absolutely did.
And later today...
Believe it or not, even with these relatively short legs, my father thought I could be a ballerina at one point in my life. When I stopped growing, he was quickly disabused of that notion.
cases, real people. Judge Judy. Crystal Napier says former friend Sheldon DeGale owes for two separate loans. Sheldon claims Crystal gave him the money.
Now, I want you to tell me the conversation you had with him with regard to the other $1,500.
Okay. He asked to borrow $3,000. I didn't feel comfortable giving him that. And he said he really needed it because, like, he was in a crisis at that time, and he needed it towards the bills and towards the investment. And he'll give me the money back within the following month because he was supposed to get some money. And I told him I only had $2,700. I was going to draw $2,000 from my bank, and I already had cash on me. So I gave him the $2,700. I don't understand what I'm saying wrong. Like, I'm telling you what happened.
Well, because somebody who works, allegedly, works hard for their money, puts money in the bank. Clearly, you get paid in cash. When was the last time you filed taxes? Ever?
Yeah.
When?
I filed last year.
And how much did you tell you earned last year?
I don't even remember.
You want to tell me your version of the conversation? I got the $1,200 for bills.
Yeah, another $1,500 was for the World Ventures.
No. Talk to me.
The other $1,500 was to invest into World Ventures.
A World Venture?
It's a
network. I don't want you to try to convince me because I'm not giving you a quarter. I want you to just tell me what the conversation was you had with her.
Oh, just basically that I had an opportunity that I felt could make some money and that I would be able to pay her back the money in full within a month. But I did tell her it was an investment.
That was your investment.
Well, she was going to give me the money, so it was her money. And then, of course, it would have been like a joint thing. And
listen,
I would have gave her money.
I actually feel sorry for Miss Napier. I actually feel sorry for her. I think you took advantage of her.
No such thing occurred.
Yeah, absolutely. He absolutely did. And I think she's very capable of being taken advantage of. I know that's bad English. Don't write to me. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,700. Thank you. That's all.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
It was a fair decision, but, you know, part of the money wasn't supposed to be paid back.
I thought I was going to get my money back. I didn't think I would have to go through this.
We were friends, so she knew exactly what I was going through when I lost my job after we came back from vacation.
It affected it because we're not friends anymore.
She's been avoiding my phone calls, so I don't know what happens from here.
I just wish him the best of luck in whatever he's doing.
Just a little lesson in responsibility, that's all.
Never lend nobody money again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ely versus Ladd step forward.
Dance teacher Amber Ely is suing her former student's mother, Jennifer Ladd, for unpaid tuition and recital fees.
Miss Ely, you have a dancing school. Miss Ladd's daughter was a student of yours, and it is your claim that Miss Ladd owes you for several months of schooling that you gave to her daughter, and also for some costumes in a recital that they did. Miss Ladd says, I don't know what she says. I'm not exactly sure. When did your daughter enroll in Miss Ely's school?
3 years ago.
And what is the cost per month or per year?
It varies. It's $60 a month.
Okay, is that what you were paying 3 years ago?
Yes.
When did your daughter leave the school?
June 29th.
And she goes every...
Once a week, yes.
I know a little bit about dancing school and recitals and stuff, even from my own growing up days, because believe it or not, even with these relatively short legs, my father thought I could be a ballerina at one point in my life. Uh-huh. When I stopped growing, he was quickly disabused of that notion. Not before I spent many, many years at Miss Nottage's dancing school, so I'm aware of the way dancing schools work.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
All she had to do is bring the debit card, register.
Well, she tried to. She gave her the debit card.
Sit. She knows how to speak. English is her primary language.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dance teacher Amber Ely says her former student's mother, Jennifer Ladd, owes for unpaid tuition and recital fees.
Now, I know a little bit about dancing school and recitals. You sort of work all year, and at some point the kids put on a recital and they get nice costumes and everybody comes and takes pictures. Now they take them with iPhones. They used to take them with huge cameras. You have to sit through what is boring for most people, except when their child is on stage or their grandchild is on stage, being a tomato or a fairy or a, you know, a moon or a sun or whatever it is. I also know that you pay additionally for those costumes and sometimes for the tickets or whatever. It's a way of the school making additional money. Was your daughter in a recital in the first year that she was there?
Yes, she was.
And did you buy a costume?
Yes.
And was she in a recital the second year you were there?
No.
Was she in a recital the third year she was there?
Yes.
Did you buy her costume?
Yes.
Did you pay for it?
No.
It's going to be much easier this way. So you didn't pay for the costume the third year, because that's part of her lawsuit. And your daughter did use the costume. Do you know how much she charged for the costume?
The total bill that month was $400.
How much was the costume?
The costumes were $210. She wore three of them.
Okay, so that's $210, and they were not paid for?
No.
Got it. She says they were not paid for. And what month's tuition of $60 do you claim she did not pay?
It's actually $65 a month. And she owes a registration fee. She paid the registration fee. She came in November.
Just to answer my question, please.
April, what May, months? June.
Hmm?
April, May, and June.
Was she in class April, May, and June?
Yes.
When was the recital?
June 29th.
And she participated in
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Why didn't you pay April, May, and June off of the costumes?
I gave her my debit card. And she said I was all set when I was in the dance studio when I paid my bill. 2 months later, she called me back and said my credit card machine wasn't working. And I said, so...
Miss Ladd.
Sorry.
Before you get yourself really in a pickle.
Right.
Did you pay her?
Yes.
Pay her?
Yes.
For April, May, and June?
Yes.
Show me your debit card where either $60 or $65 was taken out. April, May, and June, and then we resolve it. Then you only owe her the $210 for the costume. Just show me your debit card.
Well...
Not a well. That's a very easy thing to show.
I paid cash.
No, you said you gave her your debit
card.
That
was for the big bill that she told me I owed.
So the answer is you don't have proof that you paid her for April, May, and June. Is that correct?
That's correct. I have a receipt
Fine.
Here for...
Do you have a receipt for April, May, and June?
No, sorry. This was for July.
Can I say something?
Who are you?
I'm her friend. I've taken her daughter back and forth to the dance and...
Listen to me. Stand up. This is why you can't say anything.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, listen to me. She's already admitted that she didn't pay for the costumes. She knows she's supposed to pay for the costumes. Mm-hmm. She's paid for the costumes before, and her daughter used the costumes. That's $210. Mm-hmm. Plaintiff says she, despite the fact that she was in the school for 3 years, she says only that she didn't pay for April, May, and June. Mm-hmm. Very easy. You don't know what she signed in her answer. I have it right here. Listen to me carefully. All she had to do is bring the debit card, register, that indicates April, May, and June paid. Either $60 or $65 a month.
Well, she tried to. She gave her the debit card.
Sit. She knows how to speak. English is her primary language. You owe her $405.
Yes.
That's $210 for the costume.
Yes.
And the balance is for April, May, and June.
Yes.
Your daughter no longer goes to the school?
No.
Good. Thanks. Bye.
As I excuse you, may step out.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Your dog caused injury to his dog.
I am not too sure of that.
I turned her around and looked, and her eye was hanging out. Would you like to see the pictures, ma'am? They're gross.
Next Judge Judy.
I thought it was very fair. There's a lot of other things that she does owe me for, which is I'm just going to kind of wash it as of now.
A lot of miscommunication in the dance studio for the 3 years. not with just me, with a lot of other moms as well.
I have parents that take it out on me because they can't pay their bills, which is part of being a business owner.
She lost all of her clients. She lost all of her students.
I didn't lose any students.
She wasn't learning anything.
I did enjoy Bella as a student, but she wasn't consistent. She wasn't in every week like the other children.
When you go and you have your child in a dance class, you expect them to learn something. After 3 years, nothing was taught.
I did hire a teacher to teach her daughter in the back of the room so she would be ready for the recital after missing a few months. I usually don't do that, so she should be thanking me instead of upset that she owes me money.
She'll dance somewhere else.